This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have got big breaking news. Bilderberg's agenda came out a few days ago. They keep it secret. They say dealing with Trump is number one. And members of Bilderberg Group that are listed attendees are saying they want to bring down Trump. So they're encamped outside D.C. Global government's out in the open. But our corporate media is still so controlled. Zero U.S. mainstream coverage, except for Drudge. He's not mainstream. He's leaked some of the European news articles and some of Paul Watson's articles about this. So Owen, continuing, I want to get David Knight to pop in later, too, as well. He's been filing some powerful reports on your observations.
Well, I would say that just from covering it my first time, obviously it's a lot different now because it's out in public. I don't know if there's more media or less media here than there typically is. It seems like, you know, right now there's probably about 30 people out here. Most of them are, you know, anti-Bilderbergers. They're out here doing their own independent journalist broadcast. They're handing out newsletters, handing out flyers, talking to one another, like-minded people. And these are the type of people I think would be willing to come out here in a Trump shirt, in a Trump hat, just to create the optics that, you know what, we won. So you might still be having your secret meeting in there, and your number one agenda might be how to stop Donald Trump. But guess what? We won. We beat your rigged election. You're trying to hide the rigged election right now with certain things that you're doing in D.C. We won't get into that at this time, and certain prosecutors that wind up dead on a beach. But we won't get into that at this time. So I think that it would be such a win for us in the optics of this. And you know what, Alex? That might force the mainstream media to come out here. And how about this? What if we have a Trump rally out here in front of Bilderberg, and then Antifa shows up? We're out here supporting President Trump, who is literally like a capitalist, like the example of a capitalist, somebody who goes out and builds, you know, real estate, golf courses, a capitalist. And Antifa comes out to protest a capitalist when they're anti-fascist, and the fascists are actually meeting right now. It's just ridiculous. And Alex, there was a report that David and I were going to file, and maybe we'll end up filing this later. And it really just is an example of the type of world that you will live in if these people get their way. Here in D.C., we couldn't even park without using some ridiculous technology. You had to call a number, download an app, get your iris scanned, some craziness. We don't even know if we ever paid for the spot. And then we go to a restaurant. They hand you a card. Your waitress doesn't take your order. You, like, walk around and scan your card. And then when you're finished, they take your card, and then they rally up your charges. It's the most inconvenient thing in the world. That's the technocracy. That's what these people want. They don't want you out there working. They don't want me working. They want machines doing everything so you can go hide out in your 4x4 apartment, and everything will be okay. Everything will be tolerant. Everything will be just fine. The corporatocracy is in control. And guess what? We're spying on everybody. We've got cameras everywhere. So we'll make sure that you're safe as long as you don't leave your apartment. That's the world that they want to create. And if people can actually recognize that that is what's going on here, if they can understand that this is nothing more than a global power grab to establish a world government, that's what they're talking about in there, folks. That is why they're meeting. That is why they have to stop Donald Trump. That's why they're ticked off that he stopped the TPP. That's why they're ticked off he wants to get out of NATO. That's why they're ticked off he removed us from the climate Paris agreement. And I forget who said this, but somebody said this when we were driving up here in the car today. If they really cared about the planet, then they would make a deal with Trump to get us back into the climate agreement. But that's not what it's about. It's not about the planet. If it was about the planet, Leonardo DiCaprio wouldn't have a 50-foot yacht that sails across the ocean spewing more global warming than, you know, a car that travels to work for a week. So it's completely a farce. It's nothing more than a power grab. And I just think it's amazing how these people get to have this meeting and not even get asked questions about it. Again, like I said, Lindsey Graham's on Fox News today. Zero questions. Not even one mention of Bilderberg. How is that possible when the number one agenda at the Bilderberg is to address President Trump?
And let's expand on that. They've been wanting a carbon tax since Ken Lay thought it up 30 years ago, 27 years ago with Al Gore. That's all on record. the congressional hearings, but now when he'd be before Congress 6-7 years ago, he'd say, there's no carbon tax. There's no. They go, it's in the Paris Treaty. He'd go, no, it's not.
Oh, but I saw Al Gore's movie in 2008. It told me polar bears can't swim.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just a total scam. It's unbelievable. We'll be back. Thank you, Ellen. Wow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay. Got a hold of me.
Trump coming out, one of the most historic speeches ever by a president, killing the main funding mechanism and the regulatory control system of the private corporate global government developed by Enron and Ken Lay and N.M. Rothschild. You can search engine. Ken Lay, N.M. Rothschild got together in the late 80s when it was Senator Al Gore, and they cooked up the global carbon tax, not a Tobin digital money tax, not a wellhead tax, but the first global tax is to be carbon. How do you push a carbon tax? A global government, a global regulatory system? Save the earth, also for global pandemics. And now they're all saying, we need global government for pandemics. We need global government for carbon to save the earth. We need to all have our private jumbo jets and helicopters and armed guards and taxpayer-paid-for stuff, whether it's in Switzerland, like footage we're showing TV viewers right now, or whether it's Chantilly, Virginia. Every 4 years, for the last three times, they met there previously in the 80s. They meet in Chantilly, Virginia. Our reporters are there. So contrast Trump giving this globalist killing speech, I represent the people of Pittsburgh, not Paris, juxtaposing that with the media saying there's no global government, now being forced to do it, now forced to admit global government's in crisis, while the very global government, Bilderberg's one of the main original meeting houses of that, government and private interest, meeting, trying to push world government. And Bilderberg itself has leaked to the BBC that they created the EU, that they helped create so much more, that the old Nazi money of Europe at the end of World War II began to have these secret meetings with Western intelligence. And then by 1954 in Utrecht, Holland, they met at Bilderberg Hotel and gave it the official name of Club Bilderberg. And so that's the reality. And how big a deal is this? How far have we come? Because we tend to not savor our successes. I'm the worst about it. Because I'm mission-oriented. It isn't about being famous or making money. Making money means we can be strong, expand, and not be destroyed by globalist lawsuits and, you know, things like that. But that's not our goal. Our goal is to build a better world, to defeat these social engineers who think they're better than us, these bullies, and the left, and their control, and No Whites Week, you know, or weekend at colleges, and just all the racism that the central government is spewing to reject their anti-family, anti-God program. It's a spiritual thing. We spiritually feel what they're doing. We see what they're doing. We coldly analyze what we're doing. We realize it's an existential threat to humanity. So Soros was in the news saying Trump is an existential threat to the EU. He means what Trump represents. Hillary, the same day, said InfoWars lost me the election. Darkheart Jones is the enemy. She's shooting up her bat beam, folks, when she does that. And I understand that. And there's a lot of evil, you know, attacks on InfoWars, a lot of bad energy they're throwing our way. That's why your prayers are more important than ever, because I can handle it. Some people around me, quite frankly, can't. But this is a spiritual war. And that's why we need your prayers more than ever. David Knight from Chantilly, Virginia, right outside where they've set up makeshift fences around the five-star Marriott Conference Center nearby the golf course there. They've got that all blocked up. I want to get your analysis of witnessing this. You cover Bilderberg, obviously, in Europe as well. You cover Bilderberg many times for InfoWars. David Knight reporting for InfoWars.com.
David Knight here at Bilderberg 2017. And, Alex, as you can see here, this is the only thing that is visible. A few of these orange barricades. For people who are driving by, it looks like maybe there's some construction going on here. And, of course, nothing can be seen because of the heavy force station around the perimeter. The police will even hang back and stand behind the walls. It's a very subtle, behind-the-scenes presence. Here in the suburbs, people don't even know that these world leaders are meeting. And that's the essence of this, Alex. It's the secrecy. And as they're...
Yeah, normally
here,
when they have a G8, this is more important than G8 or a G20.
Right.
It's huge news.
Right.
This is a secret G20, basically.
That's right. Because these are really the people who make the decisions. You know, we had the headlines earlier today. You saw the clip on the Drudge Report. Earth says to Trump, F you. Well, they don't speak for the Earth. And quite frankly, these people, even the governments, the world government or the individual governments, they're not really in charge either. It's the transnational, the multinational corporations. And they're here telling these various government officials what's going to happen. And as they have quietly taken over this hotel and this area, they are quietly trying to take over the world. The good news is that we see people like Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe going totally apoplectic. We saw the same thing a couple of days ago about Angela Merkel. So that's when you know you're winning, is when they get that upset. And one of the things that came out, Alex, as they were talking about this, some disgruntled loser within the Trump administration talking to the press anonymously and said, there was never any debate about this. Donald Trump has opposed this from the beginning. He never had anything good to say for the climate treaty. Good. I'm happy he did that. He campaigned against it. He was very frank about the problems with this. And understand, we've talked a lot about the science, and we can have that scientific debate. But let's understand, as you pointed out earlier, this is not about saving the Earth. This is about transferring money, and it's about setting up a crony corporate tax. It's about establishing the funding for a world government. That's what this is truly about. If they wanted to save the world, They wouldn't give China the ability, the number one polluter, according to them, the ability to continue to increase their emissions until 2030, and only then begin to do some token cuts when they do massive cuts to the U.S., to Western Europe. India signed onto this thing, and they didn't even commit to any cuts, and they didn't. They committed to looking at their carbon density at some point in the future, but not to any cuts. And the key thing that we have to understand here, as they're pushing back against this, is that the signing that Obama did at the time, he said, I'm going to ratify this myself. I'm not going to go to the Senate. So he has no effect here. Clearly, when Donald Trump was talking about this, he said, I'm not going to enforce any of these agreed limitations on our economy, on our energy use. You have to understand that they are trying to make you pay for your energy the same way that the Federal Reserve, which actually has a foreigner sitting on its the New York Fed chair. But you have to understand that these people who have been renting us our money all of this time now want to rent us our energy. That's what these carbon taxes are about. They're an indulgence that you have to pay to the world government. That's why the Pope is signing on to this. He understands indulgences. You have to pay them for the sin of using energy. You want to heat your home, you want to cool your home, you want to travel somewhere, you will pay these people like Elon Musk, who is so upset about this. His business model is carbon taxes. His business model is carbon credits. He doesn't make any money selling these cars that he sells to people who have a net worth of $250,000. He gets the subsidies for the cars when he manufactures them. He gets subsidized plants. He gets subsidization on the sale of the car, and the people who buy it get subsidized, and he still loses money. Last year, up to May of 2016, he had lost $400 million, even though he's getting these massive subsidies. That's why these people are so upset. But, Alex, there's not only opposition from outside the Trump administration. There's opposition, of course, inside the Trump administration. Wilbur Ross is here. He is a former senior managing director at Rothschild Bank. And the day before this began, he told Foreign Policy magazine reported that he said, hey, we're going to take another look at TTIP. And the headline that they had was Wilbur Ross breathes new life into TTIP. And what he said was that we have to go through the European Union for any economic negotiations, any trade negotiations. Again, establishing this supranational authority vis-a-vis Europe, saying that we're not going to be negotiating with individual companies. He said, legally, that's what we have to do. So basically, he's dumping on the sovereignty of the individual European states and then upholding the European Union at the same time, saying that they're going to go back to TTIP. We have to understand the three legs of control that the globalists are doing are the open borders, these economic trade agreements, which they then spin into political control, and that's the TTP and the TTIP. And of course, Donald Trump killed the TTP on day one. That's a Trans-Pacific Partnership. Nothing was said about the TTIP until Wilbur Ross brought it up before he came here to Bilderberg. So there's competition within Donald Trump's cabinet, people who are still trying to push against that. That's what we're concerned about as we look at this. But so far, Donald Trump has done the right thing. He's opposed them on these trade agreements. He's opposed them on the climate agreements. And he's back now saying we're going to continue to fight them on the border.
So he's delivering. And let's stop right there. I always said this, and the media made a big joke out of it that turned into a meme viewed more than 30 million times online, that, you know, use Mordor. I don't care if Trump has goblin guides going into the mines of Moria or going into one of these, you know, subterranean pits of the swamp. Before he called it a swamp, I was calling it Mordor, you know, the goblin pits. I think the swamp is probably a better analogy. More folks know what a swamp is versus the world of J.R.R. Tolkien. But I said, I don't care if he goes into a goblin pit with a goblin guide and goblins vomit on him and he cuts him up and he's got goblin blood on him. I don't want to catch him kissing goblins. And then, of course, you know, I don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin. And so they made a big joke that I'm concerned he's having sex with goblins. Jones is totally insane. Thinking their readers don't know what an analogy is or an allegory or a parallel or a parable. But so far, he's been using the goblins about 90% of the time he's winning. He's actually co-opted the goblins masterfully. They all want to slit his throat, but they all respect him. And so far, he's keeping them on a short shock collar. Donald Trump has the New World Order on a shock collar right now. He has them on a shock collar.
Goblins. The goblins are very upset. You're talking about collars and people on leashes. It was interesting to see Macron, who was the big hope of the EU, and again, promoting consolidation in Europe even beyond what Merkel wants. He came out yesterday and said that he wants to have a mutualization of the debt of the people we call the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain, the ones who are sinking in debt. He said, we need to mutualize that. We need to assume that and transfer that debt to France, to Germany. And Merkel said, not happening. She yanked the leash of that little French poodle of Brussels yesterday pretty hard. So the globalists are really kind of upset, Alex.
That's right. Let's talk more about it straight ahead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about. It's those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
You know, I'm sitting here during the break thinking about times in history where more has been happening, and I can't think of it. And the fact that private corporate interests for basically 100 years have tried to build this private corporate world government on the British Empire model and stealth implementation. And the fact that they tried to stonewall from the days of Barry Goldwater 45, 50 years ago, and that they failed, and that Ron Paul and Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan and Pat Buchanan and Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and David Knight and everybody else that opposed this private, arrogant, fake, liberal, savior of the earth, global government, Hollywood, PR, BS machine, that it's identified as unelected, it's identified as authoritarian, it's identified as above the law, tax exempt, diplomatically immune, the new royalty, it's identified as anti-human, it's identified as anti-prosperity, it's identified as using 1860s eugenics as its operating system. I mean, Hitler was literally a spinoff of this thing. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, Cold Springs Harbor, New York. Look up these terms. I'm giving you the bedrock. And not like I'm some grand poobah. The history is a fact that IBM was set up to learn how to exterminate everybody who wasn't white. You look at IBM today, it funds the Black Lives Matter, the cop killer groups, the open borders groups, because they want us all at each other's throats. They've gone from just hating the minorities, who are the majority, to hating everybody. And I don't want to be part of it. If you're white, I don't want you sterilized with Gardasil. If you're Hispanic, I don't want you sterilized. Does that mean I want to be beat on the head with a Mexican flag and called a gringo? No. But I don't hate you as a human. I want you to be my friend. And the psychopaths call me a schmuck. They go, the general public's a bunch of animals, whether they be a poor white person or a poor black person or a poor Hispanic person. Stop trying, Alex. I have the knowledge the globalists have. I'm simply trying to give it to you. And most of the audience knows more than I do. That's what's scary. If you're just reality-based, Bilderberg's real. The IMF, the World Bank's real. The TPP's real. It's all unelected. World government's real. Bilderberg's real. Trump is devastating it for real. And you know, you got some of Trump's people going to Bilderberg. I think that violates the Logan Act. But Trump's all about going to meetings. He says he'll meet with Kim Jong-un, anybody. So I get some of his people who have good policies, but they're going to the meeting to try to influence things. He's all about coming to the table. But the point is, maybe they'll come out and tell us what happened at these events. But some listeners are like, hey, a couple of his people, the word is McMaster's going. Well, McMaster goes to these meetings. I don't really like McMaster. But what I really care about is what Trump actually does. What his minions do is secondary. Those are his swamp creature guides. That's Gollum. McMaster and people are like Gollum, again, helping the hobbits into Mordor to throw the ring into the crack of doom. Keep using that allegory. Go ahead, David, not with other points.
Yeah, you're right, Alex. We got Wilbur Gollum Ross, who is here, just saying that, we never got out of TTIP. So we have to understand he's facing opposition within and without. But as we just saw with the Paris Climate Treaty, the people who lost in that fight inside the administration said he was never really paying any attention to us. He was pushing it back against that from day one. So that's good news. Now, the key here, Alex, is I think as we look at the way that they have opposed him.
Well, no, that's it. He's bringing globalists in to keep an eye on them.
Yeah, the way that they have opposed him in terms of saying, hey, we've got all of these secret meetings, all of these back channels. You know, whenever the Democrats do it, it's not a back channel, okay? They're just trying to open things up. But when somebody else does it, they do dossiers, they do back channels and so forth. Look, if you want to investigate something, they come out and they make all these innuendos and never make any clear allegations. If you want to investigate some secret meetings between powerful people that violate ethics, violate the law, investigate Bilderberg. This is the elephant.
Oh my gosh! I know you filed reports on this, but this is the angle. I totally missed it. You're right. They're claiming all this secret Russian collusion when there is none, because Trump might have been at the same hotel at a public meeting, exactly. You know, where some Russian ambassador was. That happens in D.C. That's not the issue. You've got the big corporate global government leaders from China, you name it, meeting in secret with our politicians. This is the secret meeting.
And, exactly.
And this is the very group pointing the fingers at Trump like he's done something wrong. Trump should call out Bilderberg.
At the same time Bilderberg is starting, which they totally ignore, they're trying to ferret out a new meeting that they think might have happened between a U.S. Senator Sessions and a Russian ambassador. And it's like, but what about this? What about this? Why aren't you looking at this? Why aren't you covering this? This is the true issue. And for the listeners, for the people who are waking up, Alex, this is the Rosetta Stone. This is when they realize that the mainstream media and the establishment politicians have a phony agenda, a hidden agenda, just like Bilderberg. This is the physical manifestation of that agenda.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, David. We'll keep watching your filed reports at InfoWars.com and on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Thank you for Owen and the rest of the great team there on the ground. We'll be right back on the other side with a bunch of clips, breaking news and analysis, and a special guest. Please spread the link, InfoWars.com/show. The enemy hates it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we launched a contest a couple days ago, InfoWars.com/contest, with $200,000 in prizes. And I told you that it's up to my discretion, but I love to pay out on these. So, you know, if you go wearing an InfoWars.com shirt and scream, Bill Clinton's a rapist, I think I'm going to go ahead and still pay $1,000. If you wear one of these shirts we're selling, has Kathy Griffin on it and says CNN terrorist or CNN fake news, make your own shirt. Make your own poster. I don't care. $1,000. You get InfoWars.com repeatedly, verbally, out over the air on national television. $2,500. It isn't even about the publicity we get. I want them to know it's me coming after them. They've already tried to destroy my life, destroy my family. Hillary came out and called me the dark heart. She came out 2 days ago in front of a big group of Democrats and said InfoWars lost her the election and that I am commanding the Russians. Oh, yeah, it's a five-minute clip. She said, oh, the Russians don't understand America like this. InfoWars, it's coordinating, and then they coordinate with them, and then they drop the info. No, when they would drop the WikiLeaks, we would go search engine it and use Control-F for keywords. And so we could search thousands of pages a second, Dumbo. And so the Russians weren't here going, go look at page 791. We would search things like kids. Or we would search things like lies or polls or debate. And then we'd find you rigging the debates and rigging the polls. But see, that's how you change the subject. We're going to James O'Keefe, who's being sued. I can't talk about it because there was a confidential settlement. But let's just say I was very pleased with the settlement with Chobani Yogurt, the owner of it, a member of the Federal Reserve Board of New York. And let's just say that when people got on the news or fake news, like what's that guy's name, Stephen Colbert, and said that cash on the bottom, that's BS on the bottom, buddy. And I'm not going to get into which direction the cash was going. But it'd be news if you knew, wouldn't it? Once they figured out what I was going to do, I'm going to stop right there. But let's just walk this back to our guest, James O'Keefe's only got about 10 minutes with us, projectveritas.com. He's being sued for the videos of Democratic operatives talking about how they were going to go out and manipulate the election and get people to vote who'd already voted before and how no one could stop them. And so now he's being sued for $1 million. And by the way, say $1 million, it could be unlimited. Okay. People said, oh, you're only being sued for $10,000. It's the statute of the state you're sued in. In Idaho, it's $10,000 and then go to the moon. Well, where O'Keefe's being sued, it could be even higher than that. They have to hit a certain number. And so Democracy Partners attacks Veritas, launches $1 million federal lawsuit. And so that's where all of this is going. And he joins us. Remember the clips. Talk about game changer in the election. It's not true that I or you defeated Hillary. Veritas, Drudge, O'Keefe, all of us together, our resistance together defeated her, and their own actions defeated her. She's blamed 20 different groups. Veritas, Drudge, InfoWars, the Russians, misogyny, racism, never the fact that people are sick of her and her policies. So, James O'Keefe, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on, Alex. I think reality defeated Hillary Clinton. You know, the truth defeated Hillary Clinton. And now, just yesterday, it was announced a lawsuit, $1 million lawsuit against my team, Veritas, from this guy, Bob Cramer, who's one of Barack Obama's close friends, for basically retaliating. You know, we exposed the fraud during the election. We exposed the four-part series, sending shockwaves to the DNC about voter fraud, use of dark money from an overseas donor to arrange these types of things. So they sued me for $1 million, and they want to shut us down. And then I get calls from Politico. I get calls from all these mainstream outlets that suddenly want to talk to me now that I'm being sued. And I want to know who's funding this lawsuit. I've said that over my dead body will I ever shut up. And I'm actually hiring over a dozen undercover journalists to start next week in response to this. But Bob Cramer, Barack Obama's friend and the person Hillary Clinton had to fire, is now suing me for $1 million for the videos that we did during the election.
Now, you're meeting with him in his offices. You're meeting with him in restaurants. You're an undercover journalist. You're clearly covered by this. They persecuted the pro-lifers that went behind the scenes in private medical facilities. But if you're exposing a crime, obviously, then you are, according to law, no longer under, you know, medical rules or things like that because you're exposing corruption. But clearly, you're in public places at restaurants and in hotel lobbies with this guy. And we can play the clips again where he is just saying outrageous stuff about the election and how he's going to do this and how he's going to do that. You talk to his minions. This is like award-winning stuff you did. I mean, this is beyond stuff in movies, what you pulled off with your teams. So to me, this is about just silencing you, but more importantly, intimidating other people that, oh, look, we'll sue you if you do more stuff like James O'Keefe did.
Yeah, I mean, I think investigative journalism itself is on the line. I mean, a lot of media companies don't have the brass balls it takes to go out and speak truth to power. I said on your show before that a lot of these journalists, a lot of these media organizations can't do the job because they're worried about the government regulators coming after them, let's say if Hillary was elected. And we went out on a limb and did it, and they're trying to deter us and establishment news organizations from speaking truth to power against the establishment, because this is what happens to you when you do so. You get sued for $1 million. This is a press stunt. Kramer is pulling $1 million. What does that even mean, $1 million? And we're on the right. I'm not worried about it. I mean, the legal issues are kind of complex, but he's trying to say that I breached fiduciary duty by having my journalist film him. Well, the journalist's duty is to Veritas, not to Bob Kramer. And the stuff these people were saying in the tape is just, I mean, I'm happy to revisit it. He's talking about it was Hillary's idea to put ducks on the ground, code word for get punched in the face and incite violence at Trump rallies. He was saying that he knows other people who can illegally register voters and send them across state lines using fake IDs and shell companies. This is the type of stuff this guy was caught on tape saying. And by the way, Alex, we live in a media environment where people can use anonymous sources. Every single claim that we make is buttressed by videotape of them saying what they said.
Exactly.
And yet, you're not supposed to believe us. You're supposed to believe all these journalists who use anonymous sources quoting hearsay from other anonymous sources. So I believe that this lawsuit is an attempt to silence me. And the statement I put out yesterday was that over my dead body would I ever be silenced. The next main target of Veritas is the media. We will be releasing some big stories against these media companies. And frankly, I'm not too worried about the lawsuit, but I think it's going to be a fight.
Exactly. And, you know, my next target is the media. That's why we're doing a contest, basically pointing out that CNN promotes terrorist memes, but so does other mainstream media saying kill Trump, murder Trump. And so we're going to expand it just to say, you'll basically wear T-shirts or have signs saying CNN is fake media, MSNBC is fake media. It doesn't matter. As long as it's mainstream media, people are exposing, they can be part of that contest. But expanding on this, I'm not going to get into the settlement with Shabani because I did an agreement with them, and I'm not going to get into other things that have happened. But when we cover somebody else's report that isn't 100% accurate, I come out before they even criticize us and say we were wrong about this. Then that's taken as weakness. We get sued. They use our correction as the excuse that we admit we were slightly wrong about something. Then I realize these people are doing these lawsuits for publicity stunts to simply put Infowars.com or Veritas Project on the news as if we're these horrible demons that are being shut down or being destroyed. So this is their tactic. So then I realize, I guess in the future, I can't settle suits, even if I then later realize that I'm not paying anything out. In fact, it's the other way around. You're like, oh, my God, they didn't care about that. They just wanted me to say I was wrong. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, the same thing happened with us in the Acorn story that we did, 8 years ago. We got sued by Acorn, and it would have cost me $1 million to fight this lawsuit. It was not over whether or not the tapes were true. Everything we report was true. It was over whether I had his permission to film him. But the fact that they sued me and I settled the lawsuit, and then now Wikipedia entry says, oh, Keith is guilty. He settled a lawsuit. Well, I settled a lawsuit because I don't have the funds to spend $1 million on fighting this permission to record government workers. I think all government workers should be recorded during their duties. I don't think we should have to have permission that they're taxpayer-funded and it's a public place. But this is the tactic they use, and it's so important. I told my team yesterday, Alex, I said, for every defensive thing that we say and do, one statement or activity on offense. We can't let these people manipulate the narrative, and I know it's going to be a fight, and I bet you that they're going to invoke the right to the Fifth Amendment right to self-incrimination if they do get deposed. I would love if Bob Kramer and Scott Bobel got deposed, because the stuff they're saying in these states, the Attorney General of Wisconsin right now is a criminal investigation into Scott Bobel that's ongoing, so he might get arrested. But we got to double down. We got to fight back. Investigative journalism is on the line. What they did to David Goliath, my colleague and friend, they stormed into his house in California with AR-15s. The Kamala Harris, the state government in California, it confiscated his hard drives because they didn't like he was investigating Planned Parenthood. I mean, we are living in unbelievable times, and every one of us has to fight back, not be silenced, not be shut down by these frivolous lawsuits, and that's my intention.
I think you're right. Expand on some of the things that Bob Kramer has said on video.
Well, Bob Kramer was the main thing he said, which was most devastating and the reason why Hillary fired him, is because he said that it was Hillary's idea to put ducks on the ground. It was, in fact, her idea to put these people at Trump events in Chicago and elsewhere, get punched in the face, invoke violence. It was all her idea. And then he sets us up with this guy, Scott Fogel, who tells us how to bust people across state lines. And Scott Fogel says that it was the Hillary Clinton campaign paying this other group, which paid Democracy Partners and got people on the ground. He was talking about an illegal transfer of money. Scott Fogel was fired. Bob Cramer was let go. Bob Cramer is a particularly soulless, immoral character. He's married to Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky out of Illinois. And it was devastating. And I think he's going to spend the rest of his natural life trying to bring me down or make my life a living hell. He's very close to Barack Obama. He visited the White House some 47 times. And, Alex, in this lawsuit, he falsely accuses me of entering the White House using false pretenses. In fact, Bob Cramer did invite my undercover reporter to the White House, but we couldn't go. Imagine that. He invited my undercover reporter to meet with the president. And I couldn't go because I don't want to break the law. I can't go into the White House using a fake ID.
I remember you said it at the time.
Yeah, but the point is this guy is close with Barack Obama. He is, in fact, he was sitting in the front row of a speech that Barack Obama gave shortly after the election. And he invites us to go meet with him. And he's talking about all this illegal stuff that they're doing. And the media doesn't care. The media doesn't trust us. Well, I buttress all my claims of videotape. They make up stuff with anonymous sources. I think we need to start saying to the media, unless you actually show us tape or your notebooks of what these sources are saying, we don't believe you because you have no credibility. Every prediction, everything you said during the election was proved to be wrong. But this is the game we play. Andrew Breitbart always told me we have to be held to a higher standard. But in any event, that's what Cramer did. That's what we're facing. And we're going to fight it.
Did he try to settle something before he sued you?
Well, he's been going after me, Alex. I gave a speech in New York, and he sent one of his minions there. The guy threw himself down the stairs. His name is Ryan Clayton. He called the NYPD, and he said, James O'Keefe assaulted me. James O'Keefe assaulted me. So they do this thing called bird dogging, where they do this agitprop stuff. Now, the difference between what I do and what he does is he makes stuff up. He just manufactures crap. He puts Russian flags in people's hands at CPAC and say, look, everyone likes Russia. It's a kind of immoral depravity with no ethics and no integrity where they just literally incite violence at events. So he's been coming after me in that way. I'm not afraid of it. Please don't mistake this as me complaining. I welcome the challenge. I think it's a sign of respect.
But the battle's joined, and folks need to know that you are on the battlefield and you are in toe-to-toe combat with the slime balls.
Yes, and I think people need to realize that people are very afraid, Alex. I mean, this is a deterrent. People will not air these stories because they are afraid. These stories were spiked by the mainstream media, including Fox News. They did not want to air them because they did not want to deal with the liability.
The good news is, InfoWars and Drudge did.
Yeah, you guys did. You guys absolutely did. You always do, and I thank you very much for putting your neck on the line.
No, brother, we're in this together. If there were more people like you, James O'Keefe, we'd be out of the woods very quickly.
The more true it gets, the worse it gets. That's what you need to remember. The more true it gets, the more lethal, the more effective, the more you expose, the less likely that the established groups are going to air the stories. That's why you guys got to stand up. You guys got to tweet the stories out. And I promise you, we are going to have some major ones coming, and I can't wait to be on your show.
All right, James O'Keefe, great job. God bless you. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, it's a scary thing. A lot of folks in media, even the new media, think they're in competition with people. No, we need more James O'Keefe's, more Matt Drudge's, more Donald Trump's, more Donald Trump Jr.'s. Because they come after you. But as there becomes more and more of us standing up, it becomes harder and harder for the globals to control people. And so that's why I'm here and why I'm fighting so hard. But they're coming after us because we're destroying them right now. This is a 21st century war. And of course this lawsuit has no merit. Of course O'Keefe's going to win. But they want to drag him through the mud with big Democrat money, trying to destroy him on the way And then what? Okay, they lose a suit. Okay, maybe he gets attorney's fees 3 years from now. But they pulled O'Keefe, who caused them billions of dollars of financial global damage. By that, it cost their propaganda billions of dollars to put Hillary in. He just caused billions of dollars of truth to come in. And it's not his fault. Hillary did the things she did. The people he videotaped said the things they said. And they're not suing him for taking it out of context or editing it. They're suing him saying, these people claim they were coming to work for us. They didn't get the job, did they? And it was in public places. So they're trying to sue, saying, oh, well, you know, you really worked for us when you did that. So, you know, you're on our time now. So that's our proprietary knowledge that we're going to get people to vote over and over again illegally. Or that we're going to send folks into these rallies. We're going to go to break. I've got another Trump clip coming up after the segment, but I tell you, we got some other big guests as well, James Leslie Rawls, Mike Cernovich, and others today. But this is an incredible time to be alive. It's amazing, and the battle is joined. And folks should be more excited now than ever. Way before, you know, the election, I saw this coming, but during the election, I couldn't believe it was actually happening. Now, history is just unfolding before us. We have the Memorial Day specials that are now the start of summer specials. I'm extending into early next week, into Monday, then they will have to end. Because we're selling out of some products. 65% off on our great colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. 30% off Supermel Vitality. 50 to 47% off on other products. Sign up for auto ship. An additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Amazing products. Check them out today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Strange days have found us.
Strange days have definitely found us. Stuff I was doing during the little 3-minute break is just insane. What was I going to tell you about that? Here's what's happening. The globalists thought they could bring in a whole world government and just always have the media say it doesn't exist, and that somehow they found a global government with global taxes, a global army, global courts that's all unelected and absolutely authoritarian, and somehow that would fly. That's what they think. And then you've got Kathy Griffin and all these people running around in the news pushing violence. And then Griffin comes out with her lawyer and says, I'm not sorry. Trump's talked bad about women before, so I'm going to double down on what I'm doing. First she says she's sorry, and then she says she isn't. I said she's not even the bad one. Compared to, she looks too much like my dad's mom, too. It's a little scary. Looks like her when she was about 45. That's crazy. That looks like Patty Jones right there. But I'm sitting there, you know, watching this unfold. What about the MSNBC analyst saying ISIS needs to blow up Trump Tower? Or people saying, let's kill Trump. Showing his severed head is bad enough. And the ode to ISIS. And I say it's uncouth and I don't like it. But what about how far the others go? So that's why we have the contest going at Infowars.com/contest. It can be CNN's fake news, MSNBC's fake news. I'm going to expand it. Bigger than just Kathy Griffin. So basically anything you do spectacular to expose the New World Order as the enemy that's legal and lawful. 20,000, 200,000 cash prizes, InfoWars launching operation, exposed terrorist media, Kathy Griffin. Now I'm going to do /fake media. It's letting the public know we're aware of you, we're crashing your media, we're getting in your face. And you know what? If you get Hillary Clinton's a war criminal, supported ISIS in, InfoWars.com, you're in the running too. It's kind of just a smorgasbord, wide open. I want to pay out. I want to do it. Please take action. Last time it took about 5 days till it started when I launched a contest. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Send us your videos at contest. Get them out there. The big thing is just the entertainment of seeing the MSM burn down. Here's a quick clip of Mrs. Griffin at her press conference today, her PR stunt.
Kathy, you said you've been bullied by the Trump family. Have they reached out to you outside of social media?
I don't think they have to. My impression is that they have mobilized their armies or their bots or whatever they do. Like I said, it's quite clear to me that they're trying to use me as a distraction. And I'm not going to do collateral damage for this fool.
Stunt, dumb.
I think he's a fool. So I'm going to say I think the president is a fool.
Sort of going
so
around this way. So.
I can say that.
Do you have fear for your career after this storm dies down?
Absolutely. I don't think I will have a career after this. I think he... Okay,
he didn't have a career.
I think he...
It was a stunt.
I'm going to be honest. He broke me. He broke me. And then I was like, no, this isn't right.
I just wanted him dead.
I apologize.
I did a publicity stunt and now I'm a bad actress.
And then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing and I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this and they're making it about Barron, and obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt
she's
anyone.
So fake. She's a bad actress.
I started
when
to
I
see
was my grandmother,
and
that earlier photo where she looked better, she did. I mean, the same red hair,
and
same white skin, same bone structure.
Personally, across the country, and
my grandmother was not like this lady, though.
So, yeah, I don't know what
this is so fake. I mean, this is the worst acting I've ever seen.
Hurtful me.
It's
censorship.
I just reenactment and chopping the president's head off, and it looked real. And you know, the media's all called for killing him, and I'm a victim. The public doesn't like us. They kill the president.
You don't have to like me, but you
chop his head off. We're going to break. We got the Memorial Day specials extended. I need your support today. We have got Emerson Essentials 25% off when you sign up for Auto Chef. 20% off retail. It's 45% off. It's the new amazing line of mouthwash and other personal care products from deodorant to sunscreen. All of it organic. All of it highest quality. And we've got 65% off Coil Solar. 50% off Knockout. Support us. InfoWarsStore.com. 888-253-3139. I salute you. Hour number two straight ahead. Hour number three straight ahead. In America's...